Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City loanee Angelino confirms he is hoping to stay at RB Leipzig in the long term, but he doesn't know how many appearances he needs to make his move to automatically become permanent. Angelino struggled to find regular game time at City after returning to the club in 2019, hence why he left for Leipzig on loan in January. With his new side, he reached the semi-finals of the Champions League, showing glimpses of his quality. However, City could still not find a place for him when his initial loan expired, and they decided to send him back on loan to the German club this summer. This time, though, the loan contains an option to buy, which will become an obligatory clause once Angelino reaches a certain number of appearances. The left-back, though, has admitted that even he does not know the number of games required for the clause to activate. However, he is hoping to stay in the Bundesliga for the foreseeable future. Meanwhile, City defender Oleksandr Zinchenko has revealed that he and his family were sent death threats following the mistake that he made during Ukraine's defeat to Germany. Andriy Shevchenko's Ukraine are battling to avoid relegation from the top tier of the Nations League, but their chances were dealt a blow when they lost 3-1 to Germany on Saturday. Germany were behind in the game to an early goal from Roman Yaremchuk, but the match pivoted when Bayern Munich winger Leroy Sané equalised after Zinchenko had been robbed of possession by Leon Goretzka. Two goals from Chelsea striker Timo Werner sealed the 3-1 win for Germany, and Zinchenko incurred the wrath of some Ukraine fans. It would appear some of the criticism crossed the line as Zinchenko took to Instagram to say, "Reading all the dirt that poured on me and my family after yesterday's game, once again convinced what kind of people we have and how they can support." And finally, defending champions Algeria have qualified for the 2022 Africa Cup of Nations in Cameroon after playing out a 2-2 draw against Zimbabwe. Montpellier forward Andy Delor opened the scoring in the encounter before City winger Riyad Mahrez doubled the Desert Foxes' lead. Zdravko Logorušić's men, however, fought behind to ensure they avoided defeat at home, with Knowledge Musona reducing the deficit moments before the half-time break before Prince Dube scored an important equalising goal for his side 8 minutes before full-time. Mahrez featured for the duration of the game in his 66th appearance as the Desert Foxes extended their unbeaten run to 21 games across all competitions. The draw was also enough to seal Algeria's place in the next edition of the Continental Tournament with 2 games left. That's all for now. We'll have more later.